Start your day at the Torah Way in Northwest London, Wednesday, 9th of Tammuz, 28th of June, Rabbi Eli Goldstein Schlitter, Making Brochas in the Summer, Part 2. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Newman, Lichvet Simchas HaMitzvah of Shimon Newman. The HaMitzvah was last Shabbos, Yi Rotzen Shivka Hurov, Uskenov, Rav Nachal, Tamini Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem.
Today I'd like to carry on the sugya we started last week, the sugya of making brochas and things like that in front of Erva in a situation where there's pritzas. Today we're carrying on, but I'm going to do a chazorah and trying to be mamshech in case anyone doesn't remember or people didn't listen or weren't here at the first year. So we said that it's a very common shaila during the summer, and a few people said to me afterwards that they mamash have this case every single day. They commute to work and there's a problem, you're on the train and you want to learn, you want to say brachas. I chapt even afterwards that I had the shaila every single day on the way to Koilo every day. From Shachris to Koilo, I eat breakfast and I have to make brachas. And if you look outside, there's pritzas outside. So how can I make a bracha when there's pritzas outside? It happens, you're learning on a train, and the truth is also in the train station, there's pritzas on the adverts, and it could be when there's a picture up. And what we are magde as sneers by goy, they're not magde the same way. And so the adverts also are porots, and that could be also an issue. And just to also add, if we have time today, I'd like to discuss also, let's say in a shop, and you've gone to the bathroom there, or a service station, and there's music on, and there's kol isha. Gemara says kol isha erva. It's got a din of erva kol isha. So how can you make a bracha? You want to say asher yatza? Yeah, we'll get there. So you want to make a bracha asher yatza, but you have that issue. Okay. So what exactly is the issa? So we said again, there's three sugyas. There's a sugya of issa staklus, of looking at a woman, when is it mutter, when is it asa, that we're not discussing. There's also a sugya of what a woman is mechuyev to cover, what she's mechuyev, how she's mechuyev to dress. We're also not discussing that today. We're discussing the issa of lo yeh b'cho ervas tova. The pasuk says in Parshas Ki Tzeitse, Ki Hashem lekecho misayach mekarev machanecho. When Hashem lekecho is walking amongst you, and Chazal understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misayach mekarev machanecho when we're oisik, when we're dealing with a dovah shebe kedusha. What's a dovah shebe kedusha? Kriyishma, tefillas, brachas. And when we're learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misayach mekarev machanecho, and therefore it requires a certain tyra, certain cleansiness, and therefore Vayomachanecho Kodesh Posuk says, which tells us about the issa of soya. If you have excrement, you have to be careful, and there's about 10 simonim discussing how exactly to be careful about that issa. And then Vayebucha Erva Stova, you shouldn't have erva, you should have nakedness in front of you, and we'll have to discuss what exactly is called erva, but that's the issa. So again, you're saying Krishma Tefillah, someone was asking if someone's walking on the way to shul and they want to say kaponos, that you're going to come into that problem. You're walking with a siddur, you're saying tefillahs, you're saying you're doing kabbalas, which is psukim, and then you're bumping into that shaila. So there's four things, as we mentioned last time, that we have to work out, to work out where the issa is applicable and how we can get out of the issa. The first is, on what was the issa said? Meaning, when is it nechshav Hashem misayach b'kerev machanecho, such that you're not allowed to be oisik in that in front of erva? The second thing is working out what is got a din of erva. The third is from whom is it nechshav as erva. And the fourth is what's going to help. Is turning your head, closing your eyes, nighttime, if this person is a summer, they can't see, is that going to help or not? So I'm going over what we did last time, but also I'm going to be adding. We said that the Pasuk said, "L'yeh b'cho evas dova," and Chazal learn out dova, the darshan dibur muta, sorry, dibur osa hiru muta, which means to say, speaking, saying the words, is that's where the is applicable, but if you're just thinking, it's going to be muta in that case, which means if you're listening to a shir, if you're listening in your earphones, that's going to be classified as hihur, and that's going to be muta. So you're on the train, and you're listening to dafayomi, there's not going to be a problem whatsoever. We also mentioned last time that it's mavur. If you look at the Ramah is talking about, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about saying piyutim in samaches, sim samaches. If you're saying piyutim, if you should say it, you shouldn't say it, there it's talking about making saying piyutim in Birchas Krishma. Says the Ramah, if you're in a situation where you're not saying it, for whatever reason you're not saying it, though me'ikatin, it's not a hefsuk to read, meaning, when I say read, I mean look at a sefer and not say the words, because it's got a din hiru, which is going to mean it's got a din thought, not speaking. Though you shouldn't do it, shem yavoy ledaber. So I just want to correct something. Last time I said the chashash was, shem yavoy ledaber means that maybe you'll come to speak. If you look at the Ramah and you look at Meshabura and Dachi Moshe, which is the Ramah on the Torah, it's mavoy, that's not what he's saying. Shem yavoy ledaber is plural. We're worried, says the Ramah, that the Haman Am will see this person is Oisik, but he's learning. So if he's doing his thing, I'll do my thing. If he's doing his thing during Birchas Krishma, because he's not saying Piyotim, he's learning. So I'll speak. So the Chashash is that other people, when they see you learning from a Sefer, will come to speak. So that obviously is not Negeitas over here. So Me'ikad Din, again, there's no problem to read from a Sefer. Again, not saying the words. If you know you're going to say the words. I know when I learn, even by myself, I end up saying the words. But if you know you're not saying the words, to scan from a sefer, as long as you're not saying the word, that's got a din hiru, as mavur in the Ramah in Samaches. Let's add one more thing, which we didn't mention last time. Which means like this. If you're in a matzav, let's say in a kiddush, where the sneeze is not amazing, and you want to, someone else be moits you in kiddush. If a person is standing keneged over, and now you want to be, he's saying kiddush for you, he's not looking at, he's not in front of Erva, but you are. Can you be yotze with that kiddush? So it's mavur, no. Because Shomei Kohen is saying that his dibur is working for me. And it's nechshav my dibur. And therefore, if you can't, you're in a matzav where you can't say because you're looking towards Erva, and therefore it doesn't help that he, the mekadosh, is not. Yeah, so you can look away. Yeah, you can look away. But in terms of, yeah, there's no problem. Yeah, we'll see what's going to help. But in terms of the Issa, it's just applicable when you're saying it or when someone else sings for you and you're being Yotza out Shomei Ka'ona. There, even if you're not saying Amen, the problem is going to be just as applicable because you want to use his Kiddush and therefore you have the Issa over there in that case. Okay, so that's the first figure. Where is it applicable? We said Dafka speaking, also Shomei Ka'ona, and we said Krishma, Tfilis, Brochus, and being Oisik and Torah. As long as you're saying the words. That's where the is going to be applicable. What is Nechshav as Erva? So we said there's three Yagas. And I've got down, we mentioned about six Nafkaminas. First I'm going to mention two or three, and then as we go through, we're going to actually mention another few. There's a few Dargas. What are the Dargas? You have the top Darga. The most Osa is Erva, Mamish, which means Oisimokum of Ish and Isha. The private areas of a man and a woman. That's when the Pasuk says, "Yeh b'cho ervas dova." Ervas, that's what it's referring to. And therefore, if a person says Kriya Shema and does, or is Oisik B'Torah and says Brachas Tefillas in front of such an erva, you're being over Issa Deraisa. That's the Issa Deraisa over there. That's the highest darga.
Even your wife.
Yes, yeah, even my wife. Yeah. Second is areas of the body where it causes hero, which means it provokes thought, doesn't make a difference what the minig is, as we'll see, that's one of nafkaminas. The areas which the mushbura takes on is from elbow upwards, including the elbow, and from the knee upwards, and anywhere towards the chest. All those are second level, though it's not ever deraisa, but it's ever derabono. And therefore, when the post says, it's saying, Chazal understanding and applying this posuk, you won't be able to do these things, Oisik, in Dovah Shabakdusha, in front of Azar Erva. That's the second level. And then the third level is areas which Me'ika Adin don't need to be covered, but due to the Minik HaMokum, you have to work out what's like, when is it Nechshav HaMinik, But when it's nechshav a minik, if let's say they add a tefach beyond the elbow, and you're in a situation where the woman is not adding that area, then such a case, then there will be an issa over there as well. So that's the third darga. So you've got the top darga, which is erva oisimokun. That's the issa erva deraisa. Then you've got a second level, which it doesn't make a difference what the minig is. The areas there, due to the area of the body, provoke thought that cause hero, and therefore there'll be an issa, though it's erva darabonim, it's osa. And then third level, where it's due to, it's toli in the minag. And if the minig is to cover, then it will be osa. If the minig is not to cover, there will be muta to say in front of that area. And that's the third darga. So I want to go through a few nafgaminas. So first nafgaminas we said was, before that, sorry, we'll say, what about ser she'isha? What about the hair of a woman? So we said, that's a machlokus. The Machs Eliyahu, Rafalk brings, that chore, there is a bit of a chakira here. Do you say that the Torah says, the Gemara says in Brachos, that Ser Be'isha Erva, it's got a din of Erva, and the Gemara learns it out from a Apostle Shashirim, that you see the Torah is Meshabeach, the Torah is Meshabeach, praises the hair of a woman, and therefore you see it has a Mila, and therefore it's got a din of Erva. Do you say, therefore, the Torah is being Megala to us, that therefore this is an Erva body which is Goyim Hiru, and therefore it's just like the area beyond, above the elbow, above the thigh, the shoik, above the knee? Or you say, no, since the Torah is mechayiv to cover the hair, therefore, in as much as mechayiv to cover, so that becomes the minig. So therefore, it's like Dargah Gimel. The nafkamin is going to be, if the minig of the mokum is they don't cover, then it will be mutter. So that taka is, says Rufalk, is the machalik between Mishabur Chazanish. Mishabur Chazanish hold. That doesn't make a difference what the minag is. Whatever happens is the issa in front of Seisha Isha, the hair of a married woman. Just like Darga 2, that we don't care if they uncover the thigh, it's going to be osa. And the Aruch HaShulchan holds that if the Rov Noshim are not covering their hair, even though it's osa, it's Torah in the minute, because he holds that it's like Darga Gimel over there. Okay, so a few nafkiminas. One nafkiminas which we started discussing last time, we asked the Shaila, do you need to go back? If a person says Kriya Shema, it says Brochas, is he mechuyev to go back and say it again? Like we mentioned the story last time, that the Chosna suggested that you have to say Kriya Shema, they say you have to say Shemin Esra again. Would you need to go back again? So here it depends on the dagas. Top daga, which we said is Erev Mamish, Oysamokim, there, that's a man and a woman, that you have to go back. If a person reads Kriya Shema in front of Erev Mamish, Erev Deraisa, so it doesn't make a difference. Brochas, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Shmuel Esri, you'd have to go back. Torah, you just an Issa, it's not really shy to go back. But there you have to, Tzor Lachzor, you have to say again. Darga 2 and Darga 3, which means the areas which are only Erev Darbonon, though it's Osa, you don't need to go back. The only time you have to go back is Kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, you have to go back. But for anything derabonon, which means tefillah and brochas, you would not need to go back. So again, for erva deraisa, you go back, you have to say again. But for derabonon, for a situation of derabonon, which means for erva derabonon, which is areas in the body which should be covered, but they're not, or the minig is to cover, then you won't need to go back. Apart from Kriya Shema, then you would have to go back if you had such a situation. However, says Meshabura, even the Gabi Kriya Shema, if a person is not niskav in the hastako, if he's not intending to look, he just happens to see it, then he doesn't need to even go back to say Kriya Shema in that case. So that's one of those.
Regarding hair, just yeah. What's the distinction between married and not married? Why is that distinction?
Very good. Okay, so legabu that. So Rafat Taka asked this question. So he said like this. The Shulchan Aruch says that psulois don't need to cover the hair. And a goy also doesn't need to cover her hair when she's married.
So that's not, if it's a goy, it's not an erva.
Yes, we'll see. Yeah, so that's not erva. So they don't need to. What's the distinction? You're asking, what exactly is the question? Why should there be a decision? If it's considered that it provokes, then that should be an issue by married and not by married. It's the same hair at the end of the day.
And by goyim, I guess, as well.
Goyim as well, yeah. So explains to Falk. He brings the chasanish and he says like this. Be'etzem, the body is made up of three areas. They're all really at a certain level, goyim hiru, which means the areas, meaning above the shoik and the zerozel and towards the chest, which means above the elbow and above the thigh, that's beyond, other than erva gomura, but those areas in the body, that is what causes the most, provokes the most hiru. That's top level. Then you've got hair, provokes hiru, but daga 2. And then you've got daga 3, which is hands, face, which the Gemara says of a person, we're going to have in a few weeks, Sedra, the Pasuk says by when they took they gave the loot, the Pasuk is Matas Masse, goes through after the Mechoma of against Midian, so they brought the loot, and it puts in the Pasuk things, tachshitin, jewelry which is for inside, which is hidden, and jewelry which is outside. Explains the Gemara in Brachos Chof Dalet, why was the Torah, why did they put them together? Jewelry from areas which are covered, and jewelry which is uncovered, in areas which are uncovered, because to tell you that if a person is mistakel at Isha, out Taiva, if they're looking at a woman out of desire, then it doesn't make a difference if it's a private area or if a finger on a hand is going to be Issa Stakles. So you see there's a musig of that even area of the body that's even got a issue of looking at, potentially, depends on what. So again, that's the bottom dagger. So you've got the top dagger, which is areas which provoke the most hero, which we're saying is the shoik and the zerasel. Then you've got, which is the thigh and the arms and toward the chest. And then you've got hair, and then you've got yudayim v'raglayim. Says the Chazon Ish like this. He says, Be'etzem, Chazal could have been mechayev you to cover all those areas and create an issa for Krishma. But he says, it's Yefsha to have such a gezira. What I'm going to tell you, you can only, if the mamash working by burkas, you know, everything's covered, that's not going to happen. That's not going to work. So he said, therefore, the top level posha has to be covered. Bottom level doesn't need to be. Then the middle level, which is hair, though it doesn't necessarily provoke more, it doesn't provoke any more hero when it comes to of Isha, which is married or psula, inasmuch the Torah is mechayev to cover, so therefore, Chazal were goyzer on that hair, which Chazal were mechayev to cover, and the hair which was Chazal were not mechayev to cover, let's say, a pesula, and of a goya, of a nachuya, so then, though it could provoke hero, but that Chazal were not makbed on. So that explains, according to that Chazon Ish. So again, that middle darga, that
why is there an issa then?
Where there's issa,
why
do they
have to cover it?
Why is that? Who needs to cover?
Married and not married.
You ask again, fundamentally what's the issa?
Why do you need to cover? They're asking why do you need to cover? Why do you cover Krishna?
Why do they need to cover? What's the difference?
The chiv to cover is because we're passing the Torah. There's a chiv on an issa who's married to cover her. The gabe Krishna, you could ask the maaseh if it's goyim hiru, so who cares if she's married or not married? You might not even know if she's married. So how am I going to do it? So we're saying on that, it's level 2, and Chazal says Chazon Ish, inasmuch they also were not mechayev to cover their hands, so on this level 2, so the mechalek, that we're only mechayev inasmuch that her is mechayev to cover, so for her, there's an issa, but for a pasula or a nochuya, then that's totally the minig. If the minig is not to cover, then not. But not that it causes more hero necessarily. Yeah?
Is it practical to say that ponim does not cause hero? Isn't that the definition of an isha yofa, if she has a beautiful face?
Yeah, you're saying, well, it doesn't. No, it can, it can, it can, but we're saying it's the lowest.
You said your diamond ponim is the lowest level.
It's the lowest level, yeah.
I would have thought ponim is like the highest level. That's not the definition that's all.
No, because everything else is
maybe, but maybe a beautiful ponim is more than say, I would have thought. Just in practical terms, I don't
saying
know.
What maybe.
How do you define a beautiful woman?
I mean, but you see in the toe that, I mean, the toe wasn't mechayev even to cover the face, it wasn't mechayev to cover the hair. So you see that already from the toe.
Also, if you live in a place like Dubai or somewhere where the women cover their faces,
right?
Will you say then there's a problem?
Interesting, I don't know, yeah. Interesting, Shania. Asking if in Dubai when they cover faces, with this, I don't know. Interesting question. Yeah, okay. Fine. So that's one nafkah. Let's discuss. We'll move into now. From whom is it ever? From whom is it ever? So this is also going to be an afkamina. The top level, which we said again, is the private areas of a man and woman. So that man and a woman, there's an issa of either of a woman or of a man. Doesn't make a difference. Yisrael, which religion, if Yisrael or Goya, doesn't make a difference. And there, the ages of the top level of the erva deraisa, there, So we paskin, the Ramah paskins that is dafka ru'uy lebiya, which means from 3 years old and upwards, there's going to be an issa, which could be negay. Let's say you're changing a nappy of a three, if their nappy is still at 3 years old, that will be you won't be able to say the bracha there in that case, and so that's the age over there. But when it's ru'uy lebiya, the second next dagger, dagger two and dagger three, which is areas which provoke hiru, which is erid rabbonon. So then it depends. But it comes to that again, applicable, but it doesn't make a difference. Relatives, family relatives are just ishto is exactly the same. And all these things, ishto is exactly the same halacha. When it comes to a young girl, so Mishabura holds it's from 3 years old, Chazanish holds it from a bit older. Since it's about das, about bringing hero, so therefore it's going to be someone which is maybe hero, which is going to be about six or seven, depends on the girl and the mitzias of the girl. And daughter, that's where there's chilek gabe family, is only from 11. From 11 years old, the gabe that. Okay. So, we see it's applicable by all ages, by depends on which darga you're holding, ages and genders, and also, that obviously, these darga 2 and 3, it's not applicable by man. It's only applicable by women, because the areas of the body provoke hero in that case. Now, what's going to help? Let's try and work out. What helps? How do you get out of the issa? If you have a situation where it's in front of you, what can you do? So the Rambam says as I, "V'chol guf v'isha erevol, the whole body of an isha has got a din of erevol. Leficha lo yistaka b'guf v'isha. Therefore, you can't look at the face, the body, sorry, of the woman, k'shukoyim when he's learning or he's saying krishma v'afil ishtoy, even his wife v'imhoyim megulatef v'megufa lo yikrenu kenegda." So also earlier he said, "Also likur is kenegda ever achi yachzib ponov, until he turns his face." So, learns the basis also from this Rambam, that as long as he turns his face and he can't see the erva, then there's going to be no issue. Because he said, Archi Yasiponov, until he turns his face. So, says the basis Yosef, just like turning your face is good, also nighttime is good, because you can't see. The apostle says, therefore, as long as you can't see, it's okay, according to the Rambam. Says the basis Yosef, similarly, if it's nighttime you can't see, or summer, also, there won't be a problem in that case. So, that's taka how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. In Ein Hei Vov, the Paskins. Even by Erev Mamish, the top level, if you close your eyes, that's sufficient. However, all the notes of Kalim pretty much argue on him. And that's how the Mishra Paskins. Let's just go through a few of the points in the Kuddish which they argue on. The Bach brings the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says the following, there's two Amiraim sitting together, I think in an inn. And one says the other, Zog Eppes, say some divitary. He says, I can't. And he said, why? It's nighttime. He said, yeah, I know it's nighttime, and therefore I can't see Erva. But even though it's nighttime, if it were to be daytime, then I would be able to see. And therefore, there's going to be Osa. So Yushalmi, says the Bach, is Mefurish, that there's an issue even at nighttime. Why? Because the post says, yeah, b'chol Erva stop. But it doesn't mean see if you can see. It's if it can be seen, if it's royal, his royce. If it's shaykh, a person to be able to see, if they were to look in the matzah they're in, so if he's a summa, it won't make a difference. Since it could, if you would be able to see, then that would be an issue. So also, if he can't see, so if he's lying or if he closes his eyes, since it could see, therefore, it doesn't say lo tira, you shouldn't see. That's how they medak. It says lo yer, it shouldn't be seen. And also, I mean, what's the pasuk saying? When Hashem alakech misal bekeh machanecho, he shouldn't see ervo by you, which means you shouldn't have ervo connect to cho. When you're reading. Therefore, that Yushalmi says the Bach is Mefurish. He also brings it to Sefta. And the Tazim died from the Posuk, from the Gemara, sorry. The Gemara says the following. If you have a situation where you have a Shoshis, which is a pane of glass, and yes, you can see Erevo through. So says the Gemara. So that's a problem if you can see through. Why? Because Ria Talimilsa. And there the Gemara says, Ria Talimilsa, Vahokom is Chazi. Says the Taz. It doesn't say Vahokom Chazi, you can see. Which means it can be seen. So therefore, says the Taz, you see from there that the issa is not that you shouldn't be able to see, but it shouldn't be able to be seen with you when you're reading Kriya Shema, etc. And therefore, says the Taz, the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, Mishubah passes this way also. Therefore, there's an issa, even if you close your eyes, and even if you turn your face, that's not enough. You have to turn your entire body. Which means, let's say the Ever's here, you would have to turn like this. It's not enough just to turn your head. Turn your head is not enough. Closing your eyes is not enough. According to all these poskim, and the fact they bring from Rechaim Kanievsky in Ishi Yisrael, that they ask him, if a person is Koya Krishma, and he does like the Shulchan Aruch, and he closes his eyes, which according to Shulchan Aruch is good, would he need to say Krishma again? Says Rechaim Kanievsky, yes, he would need to. Closing eyes is not enough. But, good, so that's what I'm saying, that's the top level.
Sorry, I may have missed it. If the Shulchan Aruch says it's good enough to close the eyes, so what's the problem?
No, because all the Noisikelim argue on him. All the Noisikelim argue. But the Bach, the Taz, Magen Avraham, and the Shulchan Aruch all argue on him. Says Rechaim Kanievsky, so much so again, he didn't say brochas again. He said, do you say Krishma again? So there you have potential that you did the Issa, you did Krishma. Don't matter, the rice didn't. The Shia wasn't asked him anything other than Krishma. So I don't know, well, they bring the Bach, the Sefer. It's one word answer. So, but the shaila was, do you have to say Krishma again? He says, yeah, you have to say Krishma again. It's not such a chiddush in as much. It's a machlokus, it's Krishma. Which the Chiyah Duraisa, again, not saying brochas. Didn't say brochas. So, that is all top level. That's Erev Gemurah. What about for level 2 and level 3? So there, already we have some kulos. Moshe Rabbeinu brings in Be'alocha, and he says, though it's a machlokus, the Bach, on this occasion, the Prima Godim say, when we're dealing with Erev de Rabbanon, which again is areas of the body, which is not Osamokum, not the private areas, the areas which provoke hero, because they should be covered, or the minig is to cover, level 2, level 3. In those cases, you should turn away. However, if you close your eyes, and then just read out the Loshon, so don't get this wrong, read out the Loshon, the Be'alocha, Mekomokum, be'yev shebe'inin achev, it's impossible another way, if a person wants to be Mekel and be Soymech on Divya Bach again, the Prima Godim and the Bach hold that when we're dealing with level 2, level 3, closing eyes would be sufficient. So in the situation where you start, you're on the train, you're on the street, you're in the car, therefore it's going to be okay to even close your eyes, and it says Ein Mochim Yodoy. So that's going to work. Closing your eyes will help you in that case. So therefore, going back to, if anyone remembers the story on the plane, the person suggested that person closed his eyes, and he found the Erev. It wasn't Erev Gemurah. Her arms were uncovered, her hair was uncovered. It wasn't Erev Gemurah. The person closed his eyes, so though maybe it wasn't a chila, and a chila you can try and close up, but b'dievet, avadza, it was okay. And more than that, avadza, we would not go back in that situation. The only shy to go back would be by Erev Deraisa, by Krishma, if you close your eyes. And if you didn't close your eyes, then you would have to go back, even for brochas. So again,
there you wouldn't know if it's a lady in front of you. Is it married or not married?
No, so the arms are uncovered anyway. No, the arms were uncovered. Arms are uncovered. That doesn't make a difference.
They said the arms are covered, but the hair.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You're saying if you wouldn't know, well, you close your eyes. You've closed your eyes, anyone helps. No, so there I saw someone, if you don't know, because I was sitting also on that plane, I was sitting next to someone. I don't know if he was Jew or not. It could have been Israeli. He wasn't wearing a couple. And I don't know if his wife was married or not. The truth is there, I saw someone, you should close your eyes. Masophic in that case. Because again, we're saying that level 1, closing eyes doesn't help. No base officer holds it does. Other person will hold it doesn't. When it comes to level 2, level 3 though, closing eyes will help you. But the other in a situation where you're stuck would be okay. And let's just add one more.
That's a big assumption because
I'm right. Turning
around,
the same as closing eyes.
Yeah, we said turning your head is equivalent to closing eyes. So therefore, top level is not good. Level 2, level 3. But the other, you can be soymich. But yeah, there's no shy at all. If you turn your whole body, then even every Gemurah is not going to be a problem. La chila mitzvah min
hamavcha. Or does divorcee have to cover her hair?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
It's difficult
to close
his eyes, or it's light,
nighttime,
you can't see
his eyes. Yeah, right. In Achinam, yeah. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, he holds.
Krishma should be okay.
No. So again, so by Krishma, we're saying the Shulchan Aruch, he holds closing eyes and nighttime and summer is all equivalent. But we hold the Maisa that that's not enough by Erev Gemurah. But Erev Derabbanon, so therefore, closing the eyes will be sufficient. Just add one more case that we said in the car. So if you're in a separate Rishus, or you have, there's something being Rishus, if there's something being Mafsik, let's say you're inside the car, and there's Erev outside, there, Asimis Einayim helps Lechachil Akun to everyone, inasmuch that Erev is Chutz from where you are. Not just Rishus Acheres, but there's something being Mafsik between you and the Erev. Rishus Acheres. Well, Ashoshes, yeah. Pane of glass there. If you close your eyes, that's going to be Mutta lechachila in that case in the, over there. Okay, so we'll stop there.